Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Friday, September 25th, 2020.
Bitcoin's flat at 10,737 and Ethereum is at 353, up 2.25%.
Thank you as always to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does DeFi investment monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io. We're on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. All right. First, Set Protocol has rolled out the first of many automated yield farming strategies, starting with ETH USD yield farm.
Yeah. So Set's developed a set of active trading algorithms that run on the blockchain. You might remember them from last week when the DeFi Pulse index fund kicked out. That was built on the Set technology. So they're working on basically getting into the yield farming. Set, I haven't seen them around too much. They're not a major player that you see every single day. So I think they're looking at DeFi as one of their ways into it. And they want to kind of capitalize on trading. Everyone wanted to have their own trading algorithm. So it's going to be interesting to watch. Yield farming is, I'm not sure this is going to translate particularly well into automation like this. Yield farming is really tough. It is really hard. It's not particularly algorithmic. Like there doesn't tend to be smart contract calls you can call to very easily get your APYs and things like that. You can kind of do it, but it's not really that clear. You ask anyone who's really trying to track the P&L for their yield farming, it is non-trivial, and it is even harder to do it fully on a blockchain. So I'm not sure how successful. I think this is a little bit on the marketing fluff side. I'm not sure how successful a yield farming strategy really can be compared to a human, at least at this point, and especially running on the blockchain. So if they're running off blockchain, I don't know if they actually have any capabilities for that, but that was not my impression. Maybe they can get closer to it, but they're gonna have a lot of trouble beating people that are just running software to actually do automated trading. So it'll be interesting to watch. It's like all this stuff that's pushing the edge on crypto trading is cool, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Stablecoins hit a big milestone with $20 billion total value.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, the one question here is, of course, Tether is a big chunk of this, and Tether is a very shaky stablecoin. So it's really something like $5 to $10 billion in what I would consider more legitimate stable coins or stable coins that are not claiming to be backed and that are based on like Maker and those. So it's a great number. I mean, this is spectacular. This is just, what we always say on the show is just watch the orders of magnitude on this. $20 billion that's real money that is moving into this. It's obviously not US M1 monetary supply, but it is real money getting into DeFi. And so this is really cool.
Yeah. All right. Next, Gemini adds a support for 15 new DeFi tokens.
Yeah, you got to believe that these guys all want to get in. When it comes to ERC-20 tokens, you have to believe the exchanges can flip them on really, really quickly. And so when trends like this hit and suddenly there's a whole bunch of tokens available, you got to believe the exchanges are going to flip them on really quickly because they want you trading. That's where they get their money. And all these guys for a long time, all these tokens were only available to be traded on DEXs. So that's literally money getting lifted directly out of Gemini's pocket. That's funds getting transferred away from Gemini. They make money when they're holding your Ethereum. They are making money on it. They're probably investing it. They're probably earning money on it. No one is doing verifiable amounts of holdings in their ETH. So you moving money into a DEX or into a smart contract somewhere else off of Gemini or off of Coinbase is money out of their pockets. So they're all going to be rushing as fast as possible. I think what'll be interesting, let me do a little prediction here. What will be interesting is when Gemini or Coinbase, I don't know if I'd quite call this a prediction as much as a, wow, this would be super interesting. It would be when the first centralized exchange adds custom token creation and custom pool creation like they have on DEXs out of the, like, for anyone to do. So right now, centralized exchanges still rely on individuals to, an individual of the exchange to go and flip the, like, flip a switch and turn it on. There is no reason for that. There is absolutely no reason that I should not be able to go and submit a token that they pick up and they start enabling exchange on, especially when it's something that is a ERC-20. So I'll make a wild prediction, because who doesn't like a wild prediction? I bet within the next 6 months, we see one of the major exchanges. If I had to guess, it's probably Binance, because they're outside of the law in many, many different ways. Binance add the ability to just, you know, click a button and add any token to their exchange and basically start to decentralize, quote unquote. Like, I actually, let me not decentralize, crowdsource exchange pair creation on centralized exchanges.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. Well, we'll see if that comes true.
Yeah. Mark it down.
All right. We asked on Twitter, what are some of your favorite new DeFi projects? Let us know what's piquing your interest by tweeting at us at the DeFi Daily or emailing us at info@thedefidaily.com. And today we're going to talk about Solana Serum based DEX called Soulflare.
Yeah, I actually had not, until this was suggested, I had not heard of Solana. So this is new. They've been around for a while, and I guess I blame myself for not being here. There's just so many different projects out there. It's hard to keep track of them all. Solana is a designed to be a very high capacity, high throughput blockchain. And so that fits really well with the trading world. It's a, they call it proof of history, which is, they try to use verifiable delayed functions, which is a mechanism. It's basically a math problem that's hard enough to solve that you know a certain amount of time will have passed between when you publish the problem to be solved and when it is completed. This is actually, interestingly, if anyone cares, this is also the technology people are looking at how to do randomness on Ethereum. So Ethereum has a big issue, which is that you don't have any true randomness on the Ethereum blockchain. There have to be other things. So this is where the Chainlink protocol uses verifiable randomness, and the ability to do a delayed validation or a delayed a verifiably delayed function is a mechanism there. So they use verifiably delayed functions, VDFs, as what I would call really more of a proof of work function on top of a blockchain. But they push it out in such a way that they can do very high speed block settlements across their protocols. So long story short, it is in fact a very good, high speed blockchains are going to be very good for DEXs and for pickup of these tokens in general. Now, where all this stuff starts to break down is that the issue with DEXs isn't really like, if all you cared about was the speed of your operation, you would just go to a centralized exchange and not worry about it. Like, a centralized exchange is always going to be faster, no matter what, categorically, line in the sand. It will always be faster than any sort of decentralized exchange. So the reason people use decentralized exchanges are for, well, what we just talked about, which is adding support for pair tokens that no one else has, or being able to be really nimble about how you're adding and selling tokens quickly. And then also for sort of the ability to do it completely anonymously and using tooling that you already used to. That last part is really important. So this is what separates something like, the Soulflare DEX from something like Uniswap, is that, 100,000 people in the Ethereum ecosystem, 100,000 users in the Ethereum ecosystem already have MetaMask installed. They already have a handful of Ethereum tokens on their desktop, and they can go and start trading on Uniswap right now, overnight, no questions asked, everything just works. So the trick for these other exchanges that are out there, it's not about, the bells and whistles as much as that would be nice. Like, it would be great if the only thing standing between Soulflare and success was how fast their protocol was. That is not the case. What is standing between them is adoption from users. And what's standing between user adoption and new blockchains is all of the great tooling around it. So having a great integrated, easy to develop against wallet that's built into your browser and all that, and that you're used to using, and that you already have some coins on, and that you don't have to go to a separate exchange to get your base coins on. Like, all this stuff is what really makes it. So that, I keep saying that I think Ethereum has pretty soundly won this round of wars. There might be another round of wars in the future for blockchain that has to do with more with speed of execution. But Ethereum's won this round of the DeFi wars pretty spectacularly. And so, you know, these other exchanges, it's really cool that they're out there. It's great they're pushing the technology barriers, but it is very hard to imagine them becoming serious players in the space at this point.
All right. Well, that does it for today. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks for listening to the DeFi Daily.
Have a good one.